The timber wolf has been the subject of much controversy in Minnesota for the past several years. Perhaps its bad reputation stems all the way from stories such as Little Red Riding Hood, where the big bad wolf eats the poor innocent creatures. Perhaps because there's competition between man and the wolf over portions of our deer populations, some people find the wolf hard to tolerate. But some people just go to the woods to hear the plaintive howl of the wolf, a symbol of wilderness to many people. Minnesota has the highest density of wolves in the lower 48 states and is second only to Alaska overall. The population has been increasing since the wolf was put on the endangered species list, and so now it's been reclassified as threatened. There's no doubt that wolves kill deer. Wolves are predators, just as bobcats and fox are. Their major food source is deer when they are available. They'll also eat moose and beaver if they're easier to obtain. Predators play an important role in natural populations. They cull off the easiest prey available to them. That's often the sick, weak, and the young. This in turn keeps populations of prey species such as the white-tailed deer healthier and stronger. Minnesotans are starting to become more interested in the wolf. There's a move to even establish a wolf center in Minnesota. Its purpose is to create a place where people can be educated to better understand the timber wolf. The timber wolf is just one of the many species that is of special concern to Minnesota's non-game program. This program is funded completely by the wildlife checkoff on your state tax form. Look for the line with the loon. Minnesotans have been the greatest contributors to non-game of any state in the nation. Keep up the good work. Non-game needs your support.